are kids in this world who are different. Special. They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us. And one of them is missing.
Iris, Holiday, wait up!
Hey Birdie, you ready?
Are you kidding? I can barely focus in class. I'm so excited. So, what's my part of the plan?
It's super important.
Basically, we just need you to sit still and not say anything.
Say what?
Just let me and Holiday tell Mom our suspicions about Dad.
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, Ander Scissors. What are we talking about, adoption?
Kind of in a hurry, Brinley.
You've been awfully quiet in class lately, Holiday. Haven't read ahead in the textbooks yet? Waiting for the perfect moment to show me up?
I didn't try to show you up. I just happen to know a little more than you. Get over it.
Get over it? Let me make something clear, homeschool. I'm number one in the class, 2 years running. I'm captain of the debate team, co-founder of the Mathletes, and first chair of the Woodwinds and Orchestra. And if you think you can steal any of that from me, then you are in for a rude awakening.
Excuse me, guys, but—
Brinley, I seriously have no clue what you're talking about.
I couldn't figure out how you were doing it, how you get the answers so fast. And then it hit me. Your brother here has no life.
Hey.
Do you have some secret earpiece where he feeds you the answers?
Can I just—
Aw, man, you caught us, Brinley.
I knew it.
Yep, the first thing Holiday said before starting school here was that we should find a way to communicate telepathically so that she could be better in math than Brinley.
And science. We almost got away with our evil plan, too.
You think you're so funny. Well, I've got news for you. You're not funny.
Guys, could you stop talking for 2 seconds and just listen to me? Dad's car just pulled up. Not Mom's car. Dad's car.
We gotta get out of here.
We're not through yet.
Later, Brinley.
You're not going anywhere.
Yes, I am.
Ugh. Oof.
Sorry.
Dad's waiting over there in the parking lot.
Did you see that? That freak
we're
just assaulted
me. We're not getting in the
me.
Car with him.
I'm a victim.
Come on, let's go.
Anyone catch that on video?
After that walk, let's hope Mom's still in the office.
Why did Dad come to pick us up?
Because he knows we're onto him, and he's trying to keep us away from Mom.
Okay, going in. Act normal. Hey, Miss Marianne.
What a treat, guys. Here to see your mom?
Yeah, is she busy?
I'm afraid she is. Strep outbreak. Seems like every kid in town has been coming through that door today. If you want to wait in her office, I'm sure she can find some time in between patients.
That would be great.
I'll let your mother know you're here as soon as she's free.
Thanks, Miss Marion. I'd like to take a moment to address the teddy bear in the room.
You mean the elephant?
I know what I said, Cyrus. If you seriously think I'm going to sit around and be the don't-do-anything sister while you guys tell Mom that Dad is using the military to kidnap my friends, then you were... You know what? I'm okay with that.
Holiday? What's wrong?
Just checking out this picture on the wall. We look like such a normal family.
What is that on the wall?
It was behind the picture frame.
It looks like a keypad for security clearance.
But for what?
I don't know. It feels like there's another room back here. Holiday, I highly doubt pushing random buttons on the pad is gonna... Whoa!
How did you do that?
I have no idea.
A desk? A computer?
Why does Mom need another desk and computer when she already has both in her office 10 feet away?
What are all these pictures on the wall?
They're all of different kids.
Who are they?
Maybe they're her patients.
I don't recognize any of them from school. And look at their hands. That marking.
You guys, there's a picture of me